Now to a guy who's rounding up a different sort of team. Last March, with the presidential campaign in high gear, Earl Stafford had a vision.
And I wish I could say it was a crystallized vision and it was clear cut.
But it wasn't. All he knew was that he wanted to do something for the people.
The homeless, the battered women, those who are chronically unemployed, those veterans that have come back and have been wounded.
Earl Stafford decided these people needed a party, an inaugural party. At first, he thought small. He would invite just a few deserving guests from around D.C., but
there's a saying that says, if God be your partner, make your plans large.
And then one morning, he opened the Washington Post.
There was an article in there about the venues in Washington for the inauguration. And one segment said that the J.W. Marriott had a package of 300 rooms and other amenities that could be bought.
The price for this package? $1 million. Now, Stafford's a successful businessman. He runs a military contracting company called Unitech, and his family has its own foundation. So he all but sprinted down to the JW Marriott. The hotel sits right on Pennsylvania Avenue, just blocks from the White House. Stafford flipped open his checkbook, and the rest is history. Well, almost. Now comes the hard part, the guest list. At least a third of the partygoers will be people who wouldn't normally attend an inaugural gala. The homeless, injured veterans, the terminally ill. Stafford's working with organizations like the Urban League to find people most deserving of a party. The rest of his guests? Well, friends, sponsors, donors.
It's going to be a mixture of those who have millions in the bank and those who only have pennies in their pockets. And we're going to bring these people together, and we're going to celebrate and commemorate this historic event.
Part of that history, Earl Stafford hopes, will be, as he calls it, the People's Inaugural Project.